Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello again. This is Genevieve Jim. And how are you today? This is the first Sunday of Mother June, which is Pride Month. Happy Pride to everybody. And been made a lot of Pride events all over the country and all over the world. And it's very joyful to see people in the LGBT community celebrating who they are. Today I'd like to talk about something that really needed today, and that's truth. I'm going to read a couple of verses here. This is taken from John 8, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Now, verse here, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples." These are the Jews who had believed in Jesus. And it's true for all of us who believe in Jesus. Now, if you continue in his, if you know the truth will make you free. And once you know the truth about what the world is and isn't, and what God has in store of you, you're free. You're free from the whims and wishes of the world. The things that attracted you one time, they don't attract you anymore. I remember when I asked Jesus to come into my life, everything is different. I look at the world differently. I look at the people differently. And the things that I used to be attracted to, I wasn't attracted to anymore. Or they diminished greatly. Once you know the truth, it's up to you whether you're believe it and accept it or reject it. I feel it's a wonderful experience. My life has changed. It's different from what I knew before I was Christian. I'm going to go to another verse. Verse 16, I believe. Chapter 14 of John, verse 15 to 17. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will be your advocate, to be with you forever. This is the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because he sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides in you. He will be in you." And Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. This didn't happen right then. It happened a short time after his resurrection. And all this we know Jesus is our Savior. We have God's Spirit in him. Now, when we have the Spirit of truth, the world can't receive that. Why? Because they don't know him. But we know him. And I just thank God for it, because Jesus knew that the apostles couldn't keep, that they wouldn't be able to keep doing what they were doing in their own strength. Now, before you saw what relying on your own strength does. Peter denied Judas betrayed him, the others scattered away. Now, before it was a fight for time, but Jesus had promised them that they would have it, be given another advocate after he ascends into heaven, which is the Holy Spirit. And we have that available even now. We have that available today. All Christians have that available to them because we have God's Spirit within us. Now, I mentioned earlier one thing we need is faith, because there's a lot of, you've been hearing a lot of things about a lot of different things. how sadly people use the Bible to justify a lot of wrong things. And what that does is cause them a lot of confusion. And sadly, it turns a lot of people off from God because of a lot of these misconceptions of what truth is and what in men's eyes they think it should be, but men's truth and God's truth are totally different. No, God sets you free from a lot of the wiles and whims of the world. There are a lot of things in the world that no matter what you do, never satisfy that inner hunger. I look at people who have everything that the world can offer, but they're still empty, they're angry, they're frustrated. I mean, you look at it now, now there's a lot of things in the world. We have people have every opportunity, people make more, people have more money now than they don't have. You have a lot of people on drugs, people on pills, people with things like addicts, people who are empty inside water because they don't have Christ. They don't know the truth. The truth is that only Jesus can fill that void in your heart. As Christians, we're to speak truth power. I mean, Jesus spoke truth for power. And you saw how the power structure reacted to it. But keep in mind that when people see the truth, they're free. They're free from what the world says. Oh, the power will try to overrun you. They'll deny you. They'll give you a hard time. The truth always wins. One of the beauties, I've heard some people say, you have to defend the Bible. Well, the Bible is always defending itself. And God is always defending himself too. Once you know the truth, God, Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He set men and women torch free from the sins in the world, death, which was a big fear. People feared death. They didn't know what was after death. Now, we're celebrating Pride Month, and many people who are in the LGBT community, they have come out. They have come out like they were before. And now they are being the people that they really are. No, they are living by what society says they should be, not living by what others said they should be. No, they decided, I'm going to live a life that I'm supposed to live. And this is what being, you see, crash into your heart. Your life is different. Now, you're going to have people will reject you, people will push you aside. But that happened to Jesus too. So he's acquainted with that. But whatever the world pushes aside, you know, God has something else in store. The thing is, what we have is we have eternal life. We're free from all the pulls and stresses of the world. You know, we don't have to be pulled by everyone and pulled to and fro. No, we don't have to be conformed to this world, but we conform to God. And I go back to what I said, what I read in John 8:31. If you continue in my word, you will be in my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You mentioned earlier when I accepted Christ in my life, I was free. I was set free from the world's whims and all the tension and the struggle. When I came out as a trans person, I was set free. But it was a different freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from what society said that I should be. It was a part of God's plan. It was like 33 years later, but it was within me. It was only within me, and many people like me. See, God is wise to everybody. You know, God's ways aren't our way. You know, His thoughts aren't our thoughts. I had no idea that the trans person. And there are many other people like me too. And I was, you know, gay, lesbian, bi, and many other genders too. Non-binary. See, in God's kingdom, there's no such thing as any media. You know, once you know the truth about who He is and you accept Him, once you know who you are, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be set free from that. And as a Christian, I know that God will give me the strength through His Spirit. And God has given me strength, you know, in difficult times. But through His Spirit. And one thing beauty about prayer is you can call upon God anytime, anywhere. I mean, a few days ago, I was praying to God. We were going to go somewhere, and there's going to be a lot of tension. I thought there was going to be a lot of tension. So I prayed that God would intervene, and He did. It's a very cordial. Also, we had a wonderful time in this event. And that was the truth of God. That was the very truth. That God will take care of things. God will take care of all things through His Spirit. And this is Genevieve, and Genevieve is Genevieve. I just pray that this lesson has helped someone. Lord, as we go through this whole month of prayer, I just pray, Lord, that you find the truth. In the name of God, whoever follows, continues in my word, and you are feeding my disciples. If you know the truth is making free. I'd like to thank you, and God bless you.